Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the line with me?
Carl. Hello. From Cleveland.
Carl, how you doing? How you doing? I'm just not getting in. Give me a second, Carl. Give me 1 second.
All right. Well,
How's your evening going? I see you calling in the radio show. We're about to get started here in a few minutes. We're just not rocking and rolling. How's everything?
I'm sitting up here with Leslie. Leslie just stepped out of the room.
Okay. You got someone? Okay. Well, you gonna chime in on the show? Or you gonna listen? What you gonna do? Talk to me. Tell me something good.
Yeah, we get there. All I know is that I got the number.
Okay. So if you want to call in and talk on the radio show, you're on the live show right now. So you want to call back?
Okay.
Because you live and great. Right. So I tell you what you do. If you want to, you have a comment you want to make? Give me a second. Just hold on 1 second. Hold on right there. All right. So. And I bring you back in. So give me like about 5 minutes, Mr. Carl.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Yeah. So, guys, hope all is well. I have an amazing gentleman on the other end right there, Mr. Carl, a legendary veteran. Amazing accomplishments. I met this gentleman doing some work. I was traveling, ran across him, and it was a very blessing to run across a gentleman like that. Number one. But guys, I want you to say saying hello this evening on the September 27th. Hope all is well, and we have an interesting topic tonight. Coach Jackson State's football coach, Coach Prime Deion Sanders, who I had a chance to play with, who is a phenomenal athlete now, number one, very very talented, extremely talented, and he got the name Prime because he's just that talented. He was a showcase of an athlete. I'd like to say for HBCU, if you guys know what HBCU means, it's a college or a university that originally founded to educate students of African-American descent. There's a topic we're going to jump in tonight about some football facts, game facts. My university, alma mater, went to school at Grambling State University, and I get into that a little bit more about basically, my huge connection just runs extremely, extremely a foundation, very deep. I'll discuss that later. But Grambling State played Jackson State University. They played those guys. We played them on the 17th, the final being 24-66, Jackson State coming out victorious. Deion Sanders, in the press conference, he said, he wasn't satisfied with his team's first half performance, and he wasn't happy with the crowd at Mississippi Veterans Memorial Stadium in Jackson State 66-24 win. At least the Grambling State crowd. He said the Jackson's turnout was phenomenal. Sanderson said, he said phenomenal, and he said that the Grambling turnout was pathetic. Sanderson continued to explain his issues. We always talking, we got y'all, and we're for the culture. Where that at? You know what I mean? So basically saying, where's that at? Sanders asked rhetorically, right? Then when we get up by 2 points, 2 touchdowns, they running for the cars. He said, that's what I mean by this traditional mess. Tradition, what tradition? When a team gets up on you and leads, when we got up on Miami, fam, the band left. That's not tradition. That's front runners. That's what got to. That's what got to change. So basically, said that has to change. So, Carl, did you listen to most of that I mentioned to on the Carl? Tell us where you're from. Tell us where you're from, please. Okay, I guess Carl probably jumped off right now. We're gonna get back to Carl. Okay, all right, Carl. All right, so guys, this is what happened right here in the comment with was made by Coach Sanders. All right, Coach Prime. Sorry about that. I'm gonna be called Coach Prime. I'll mess that up. So, Coach Prime. Again, like I say, guys, going to the show, Coach Deion Sanders, I would first of all like to say I appreciate him and thank him for what he's doing for HBCUs in quite a few ways. I think during the show we'll be discussing some things that he may not know about at HBCU, but I would say this, his performance that he played with at Florida State goes into the SWAC players that I know that played the game. His flash, his style, his confidence, a little bit of arrogance, chip on the shoulder, entertainment. And that's what I really, really enjoyed about Deion Sanders, so which is Coach Prime right now. But I want to say something too, guys. I said I'm going to go to this Bible verse here. It's the Thessalonians, first chapter of Thessalonians. Fifth chapter, 21st verse. It says, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that is good. Hold fast to that is good. Okay. So a lot of times you can say it this way. What do you need to fix if it's not broken? Okay. What do you need to fix if it's not broken? And also to pay attention to what's good and what's just supporting you. Now, if it's ugly and dirty and selfishness or just don't fit you, you have to move on, okay? If it's not something that you approve of, you just don't agree with, you know, either it's right or good, either it's good or it's bad, right? You may not sense it, so you know, kind of move on. There's no problem with that. So 1 Thessalonians, it says, 5th chapter, 21st verse, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that is good, though. If it's good, hold on to it, okay? Now, I'm going to give you guys something. I want you to really, really, really think about this, what I'm about to say. Over the last 22 years, let me say this before I say that. We were at a Super Bowl game in South Florida, Miami, 2 years ago. And what happened is I end up during the game, I ended up, after the game, I met a player, former player that played at another university. I'm going to call his name. And we were there hanging out after the game at the Super Bowl. And he actually mentioned something about Gremlin in the sense that, oh, you went to Gremlin. Okay, Gremlin. So, you know, I was sitting there smooth and clean, you know, and just, you know, relaxing, you know. And I'm saying to myself, when he said that, I looked back at him. When he said that, I felt like I had a heaven on my head. You know, like I turned into something else. And before you know it, you could fill in the blank. I was like, blank, 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 blank. And before you know it, I was there where he was at. So this past year, I'm talking to this guy in about 2 years, right? So this past year at Super Bowl in L.A., I ran across him and saw him at an event. We ended up hanging out. We talked. I hugged him like he was a brother. And I missed that. I thought about him and everything over the years. We talked about it. We laughed about it. But that's just my feelings about Grambling State University. And that's what I would like for you guys to understand. When you're dealing with HBCU students, former students, former athletes, we take that to heart. We take it to heart what we go through at an HBCU. So when that happened, I was really, really upset about that, and I wasn't happy. Hold on 1 second. I have a caller. Caller, who's calling with the Steve Anderson Radio Show? Anyone? Hello? Okay, for some reason. Hold on 1 second. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling? Okay. All right. So someone with their phone. So I have to say this. I'm going to get into this. And then you'll understand, hopefully, by the time we finish this show, that you understand why you have a lot of HBCU players, staff, attendees, graduates that go to these universities the way we feel about our university. It's 9-day difference, okay? Let me say this. For the last 22 years, okay, at Grambling State University, players drafted the last 2 years, I'm going to say 2000, from Grambling State University. There was a guy, gentleman I know extremely, extremely well, Scotty Anderson, wide receiver, my younger brother, Kenneth Petway, defensive end, Jason Hatchett, defensive end, Chad Williams, wide receiver. Okay, that's four since 2000. That's 22 years ago. You go to FAMU, you have Jawan Sider, quarterback. You have Curtis Holcomb, defensive back. And you have Brandon Hepburn, linebacker. That's in the last 22 years. Okay, you go to Jackson State in the last 22 years. You have Sylvester Morris, wide receiver. Rashard Anderson, defensive back. You have Eric Chandler, defensive end. You have Leroy Fields, wide receiver. You have Jamar Johnson, wide receiver. James Houston, linebacker. So a total right there, we have players that have been drafted from the HBCU. We have a total of 13 players in the last 22 years from Florida A&M, Jackson State University, and Grambling State University. 13 players. In the last 22 years from Florida State University, how many players do you think have been drafted for the last 22 years? Just one school alone. Now, we're saying three colleges here versus one school. Again, from FAMU, Jackson State, Grambling State, it's only been 13 players drafted to the NFL from those three universities for the last 22 years, 13 players. Alone, Florida State University in the last 22 years, 113 freaking players has been drafted. I'm going to say it again. One school in the last 22 years, that's 113 players been drafted. I want y'all to think about what I just said. Now, you go to FAM, Grambling, Jackson State, 13 players in the last 22 years. So, but you understand, now you can see why I have a chip on my shoulder, even still today, when you go to HBCU players. You're not looked at the same. And I mentioned that at the end of the day, as players, you have to hustle. You have to hustle. It's okay having a jersey on your back, but if you put that jersey on your back, you have to perform. And we'll get on top of that too. That's why, again, I say I think Deion Sanders giving exposure that he's giving Jackson State, not just Jackson State, to HBCU. And I said that a year ago. No, I said that 2 years ago on the radio show about Deion Sanders. 2 years ago, I mentioned that. You know, you out there at the HBCU, Yale, you don't have to be, it's no time to be smiling. Or you players who's listening, or you coaches, make sure you tell these players, it's no time to be smiling from HBCU. If you look at all of my photos, you've not seen me smiling at one photo. What's smiling for? Because I have something to prove. Well, you don't have nothing to prove. Yes, I do. When you're from a small university, you have something to prove. You don't have time for no lollygagging and smiling. You got to get your books. and you got and also you have to get that football field. Coach Rock used to say all the time, he said, you can just out there just glad to have a jersey on your back. And it seems to me a lot of players are just glad to have that jersey on their back. You have to bring it. You got to bring it. Let me go on. I'm going to give you some history about Jackson State University. Jackson State University was developed, it was Jackson College in 1889, by the way. Okay, Jackson State University developed from Natchez Seminary, founded October 23rd, 1877, in Natchez, Mississippi. The seminary was affiliated with the American Baptist Home Mission Society of New York, okay, who established it for the moral, religious, and intellectual improvement of Christian leaders of the colored people of Mississippi and the neighboring states. In 1883, the school changed its name to Jackson College and moved from Natchez to a site in Jackson, the capital. Today, that site serves as the campus of Millsaps College. So let me go to the band. The band history. The university is also the home of the Sonic Boom of the South, a marching band founded in the 1940s. Their company dance line, the Prancing Jet Setters, are well known for their unique style of dance known as J-setting. To go to football history, after joining the Southwest Athletic Conference called the SWAC, in 1958, the program exploded into a national prominence. In the 1980s, the program enjoyed its greatest success under head coach W.C. Gordon. The Tigers won 8 conference championships between 1980 and 1990, including 4 straight from 1985 to 1988. Since 1958, Jackson State has won 26% of the conference football championship. That's history, okay? And tradition. Let's go over here to FAM. Florida A&M, the Rattlers. 1941, Florida A&M Rattlers football team was an American football that represented Florida A&M College as a member of the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, called SIAC, right? During the 1941 college football season, and thus six season under head coach William B. Bell, the Rattlers complied in 8-1 record, shut out 6 of 9 opponents, and defeated Tuskegee in the Orange Blossom Classic. The Rattlers played their home game at Sampson Bragg Field in Tallahassee, Florida. More history. Florida Agricultural Mechanical University was founded as the State Normal College for Colored Students. And on October 3rd, 1887, it began classes with 15 students and 2 instructors. 15 students and 2 instructors in 1887. Today, FAMU, as it has become, fictionally known, as the premier school among historically black colleges and universities, prominently located on the highest hill in Florida's capital city of Tallahassee. Florida A&M University remains the only historically black university in the 11-member state university system of Florida. Let's go to the band. FAMU band history. Although the first band of instruments at what would later become known as Florida A&M University was organized in 1892. The first marching band is believed to have been organized in 1910 by Nathaniel C. Alderley, the uncle of famed jazz musician Nat and Cannonball Alderley. The Marching 100 is the official name of the marching band at Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, FAMU, in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, tradition. Grambling State University. Wait, let me give me something. Hold on one second. Let me get my book here talking about my universe. Hold on one second. Y'all think it's a game. All right. Grambling State University opened on November 1st, 1901 at the Colored Industrial and Agriculture School. You know, it just crossed my mind. I have a friend of mine back at home, next door neighbor, Mr. Zeno, Eric's family, you know, Miss Foster, next door. Miss Foster is my neighbor. Miss Foster actually, my homeboy Chucky Charles Junior Foster actually. He's actually like a brother to me, and we grew up from, I'm 52, so Chucky had these two scooters, like we was about 5-7 years old. You know, like Eric had one different. Eric was always a little different. Eric niggas do it. But I was saying this, Miss Foster was a physical ed teacher, and she believed in grambling, with the grambling. And, as you know, too. But I just thought about her, and I wanted to keep her eyes off of Miss Foster. She's in close to hitting that 90 age. But I just thought about her a while ago, about the grambling and just the history. But back to what I was saying, thought about that. All right. It was founded by the North Louisiana Colored Agricultural Relief Association, organized in 1896 by a group of African-American farmers who wanted to organize and operate a school for African-Americans in their region of the state. Hold on one second. Thanks for calling Stevens Radio Show. Who's calling?
This is Randy Hines.
Randy
Hines, Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens, Randy Hines. If you didn't go to Grambling, man, you didn't hang the phone up, man. Hang the phone up. You ain't go to Grambling. You didn't go to Grambling. You weren't no superstar at Grambling Baltimore Ravens. I don't have the time now, so you can call back some other time. Matter of fact, no. Hey, Rand, how you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm actually out here at a Little League football practice, man. I was giving some time, you know, with some youth, speaking to them about, you know, about the facts of life, man, and things like that.
That's beautiful, man. You have to give back. I mean, as long as you live and breathe, and I don't care if you're 2,000 years old, you have to, if you can speak or write or talk or see, you have to give back. Thank God that you're here to do that. And those kids will never forget that. But go ahead, talk to me. Tell me some more, man. Tell me what you think about this topic, about tradition with Deion Sanders. What do you think about that? And also, too, you're the coach Hugh Jackson. Wait, hold on. Coach Hugh Jackson, you guys have a pretty good, a great connection, too. But go ahead. So I know, you know,
go ahead.
No, what I was saying was we're going to try to make this show as professional and respectful as possible. Because at the end of the day, we all like to have fun, have a good time, and compete. You know, coaches, football player, athletes, whomever, right? A dance team, students, the whole nine. It's about having a good time. And this show is all about giving back. And also, too, we want to be positive. But go ahead, talk to me.
Oh, I think obviously with Deion Sanders being at Jackson State, I think he did a good job at, you know, giving Jackson State the resources and tools that they need to compete. You know, in the SWAC, you get a lot of players. You know, you think about the transfers that he got from the portal. You know, I think a lot of guys thought that, you know, the SWAC was probably mediocre, man, and the SWAC is tough to play in, and you can see that because even though Deion Sanders probably he's beating guys. I mean, as expected, he's supposed to beat because he got guys from big conferences playing on his squad, but you know they're being challenged, you know, by the conference teams with Grambling and Bethune-Cookman and Mississippi Valley, because Mississippi Valley almost beat them last year. Southern almost beat them last year in the last minutes and closing of the game. But I think what he did for Jackson, I think he did a good thing by giving the school some resources and some help, with what he's doing from a coaching standpoint. And, putting the light as well, too, on HBCU. But he's done a great job, what he done for Jackson State, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about his comment about tradition, of universities? I know it was you think some things need to be changed at Grambling as a tradition. Do you see some things there? I know you've been going well, what do you think about that?
I see where Coach Hugh Jackson, man, took the G off the guy's helmet, you know, which
Wait,
I
hold
think
on, hold
I'm,
on,
I'm
on,
with
hold
that.
Hold on one second. Time out. He did what?
The guy's helmet to earn back, their right to wear the G. I'm fully with it, you know, with what he did and what he's doing. Because
that's
he's trying to hold a standard. You know, it's a standard that he knows about the tradition. So he knows about the tradition of Grambling. And I know when I was in school, man, Coach Melvin Spears, you know, who was the offensive coordinator and also too a head coach at Grambling, and he would tell guys, don't just come out here just to put their G on your helmet. You know, you got a lot of guys that want to come and put their G. You got to earn that. You know, you have to earn that G. You know, on your helmet, because let me just say this here. I was talking with a Texas Southern former football player. This is what he said. Mm-hmm. He said, "Man, honestly, Randy, if we need Grambling to do well, because he's saying if Grambling don't do well, then the conference really don't look good. That's big." That's saying that's big coming from a rivalry team, which is Texas Southern. When we come to Houston to play, it's always a big deal, you know, a good competitive game. But when you hear someone from another conference, I've never heard that before. You know, they're not saying, you know, Southern. They're not saying this. Man, they said if Grambling's not playing at the par, man, the conference pretty ain't nothing. And I think when we played Jackson week before last, I think that's what Dion was upset about, that, you know, he was upset the fact that, you know, Grambling didn't finish the football game, because, of course, the score at halftime was 21-17, and we was playing bad football. And we was, you know, down by 4 points, and we should have probably been up by 14, playing bad. But that speaks volume when someone says Grambling could be playing, you know, Grambling playing up the par. You know, then the conference looked good as a whole.
Well, let me ask you a question. And he said tradition, and he meant tradition that needs to change. So do you see things in Grambling's staff that need to change? I mean, we talked about FAMU. He mentioned FAMU, too, and we'll get into that a little bit later on the FAM. But for as you're a football player, your standpoint on the tradition, do you see anything that needs to change at Grambling?
I don't see anything that needs to be changed. I don't, because the last 2 weeks we done lost the ball games. I can pretty much, I mean, me being a player, I put that on the players, you know. I put that on the players on these last 2 weeks. Yeah, because you can't be dropping footballs. You know, we done dropped probably about 10 passes in crucial times that could have changed the game for us. You know, in the Jackson State game and this past weekend against Bethune. You know, we dropping balls. We dropping too many balls.
So too many mistakes. You know that. I think obviously this, I'll be honest with you. I think 24-66, that's a lot of mistakes.
I was at the game. I was there.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Do you feel that if Jackson would have played Grambling again, do you think they'll play a better game? That's what you're saying to me?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, I would definitely say that. So we didn't finish the game. You know, everybody's you got to remember, we didn't even score any points in the second half because of mistakes.
Okay.
Even the game when we beat Northwestern, we won 47-21, and we only scored one touchdown. The score was 41 7, I think, at halftime. We scored one touchdown. It was a defensive touchdown that we scored.
Okay.
You know,
so let me ask you a question.
That was a defensive touchdown.
Okay. So that's your opinion. You said there needs to be change in that, in the area, the football area. What about the band? You mentioned the band that he's saying that the band was leaving and whatnot at the game, and he said, fam, you did the same thing. What's your opinion on that?
My opinion on us, I remember we was in Mississippi where it was a water crisis, so the heat index in the bleachers, you had 7 band members who passed out. You had children in the stands, because I was in the stands. You had people everybody that was at the game were under the bleachers, even Jackson State fans. I mean, they didn't leave because of the fact that, you know, it was a home game. But everybody was under the bleachers.
So
nobody really left the game. Everybody was under the bleachers trying to get away from the heat.
So you think this comment about the ban shouldn't have been a comment. You should have left that alone, you're saying, about the ban.
Yeah, you should have left that alone. That's not a fact, because you had 7. It was during halftime. They fell out on the field. They passed out on the field.
But I guess he was mainly talking about the players. He just saw the heart in the players. You think that's what we really meant? Because, you know,
I could still put it on the players in second half. I could still put that on the players in second half. Because I talked to some of the players that next day, and the players were like, nah, it wasn't us, man. We just wasn't focused. Because I talked to a few of the starters on defense, and they were like, man, wasn't focused.
Hines, I know that you know the coach very, very well.
Talked to him about an hour ago.
Okay. But as a former player, and I know there's some guys on the line right now that's Grambling Knights, have degrees there, that's professionals, that's coaching, that's teaching around the world, and athletes, right?
Uh-huh.
We're not used to – we don't get beat, okay? So I have to say this, that's a major beatdown, 24-66, to make up in the future. So the players, if they're on the football field, they, you know, I'm going to get some words of wisdom by my point about it, you know, but if something has to be done, because I know for a fact there's players right around the corner within those areas in Farmerville, Ruston Parish, Jonesboro, where I'm from, small town, that's players.
Well, I can say this too. If you go back, Scotty, your brother year, we got beat 60-something to 14 by Jackson my freshman year when Doug Williams first year.
but y'all got beat by who?
By Jackson. We got beat by Jackson my freshman year, and I was in the bleachers again. I was sitting out. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we didn't get beat by Jackson. You know, we didn't get beat by Jackson,
when I became the quarterback, I didn't get beat. No,
right, right. But what I was saying was, since your time though, you only had four or five players got drafted, right? When I got there, in my area that got drafted, I can't call all the players. I mean, you know, people know Jake Reed, they know Andrew Glover, they know Franklin Thomas, they know Fred Jones, they know Nate Singleton. Let me keep going, though. No, let me keep going. This is just when I'm there now. Nate Singleton, you had my thought up right now. You had, I think, myself. You had Herman R.V. You had some other linemen there. See, now you got me messing around. I'm getting in trouble with these guys because I'm going to mess around and forget their name. But we had some of the players, and all of us got our retirement. All of us got retirement now. So we're not used to losing. And I'm not going to go back to my brother's years. And my brother's behind my brother's when you get to Trumaine Johnson, then you go to Doug. So I'm going to let you know that 200 players from Grambling been drafted.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go back to tradition. We're going to talk about history because the fact is we take this serious. Everybody from Grambling takes this serious. I'm talking for everybody from Grambling. They know, and they behind what I'm saying. They take this serious. This is nothing cute. So whatever it is to be fixed, it needs to be fixed right away. Because we're not no laughing stock of a university. Then what that guy tell you earlier, the other player, the former player that you play with, play ball in the NFL, what he tell you, say we depend on y'all to make the foundation.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So,
yeah.
Look, look, let me tell you something. When I was playing at Grambling, and asked anybody that came out with me, Herman R.B., I'm not saying just Herman R.B., Herman R.B. played, Lyman got drafted, and Herman, we got drafted, both of us got drafted that year.
But there's other players that played that could have gotten drafted. That was second and third team from Gremlin could have got drafted. We begged Coach called Notre Dame to play us. They didn't play us. They didn't want to play us. And that was even with Nate Singleton, all those guys, and yet Jake, Andrew Glover, Fred Jones, all those guys, Frank, Tracy Green. I mean, they didn't want to play us. So you go back to talking about this history, and you're talking about tradition. We didn't leave the football field. We practiced in dark. We used to climb the fence at dark to go practice. You don't have nobody with no guts up there at Gremlin like that. You got to get some guts in them boys. See, now you got me on football turn right now. I'm trying to do this radio show all nice and be cool and like, my suit on, but now you're getting me pissed off. But no, you give me back to football mode now. See, because the fact is,
you don't think I'm upset too? Hey, man, shoot, you got to play.
Let me tell you something. When you put that football helmet on, you got to play football. It ain't time to be nice. Ain't no handshake. This ain't no sit down and have no lunch with nobody being nice. That football field's a whole different animal. And when we play, if you didn't knock somebody's head off, you're going to get your helmet knocked off. Either you're going to hit or be hit. And if you didn't do your job, you're going home with no scholarship. Football is not for everybody. But they got those guys at Gremlin better put that G on their head, and they better. And I'm gonna say this too for the coaches. I'm gonna say the last minute. Hold on a second. Thanks for calling this.
But that means Mississippi Valley needs to be switching out. That means Mississippi Valley needs to be cutting coaches every year. Then.
Well, I'm not talking about Mississippi Valley, Hines. I'm talking about Gremlin State
University. Well, I just said it.
I'm not worried about no Mississippi
Valley. Am I invisible? Can I be heard?
First of all, I don't know who's
calling. Oh, I didn't even know
who
was on there. I didn't even know who's on there.
Wait, hold
sorry.
On a second. Let me put y'all on hold. Hold on.
Okay,
hold on one second, guys. I have to put them on hold. I'm sorry. I got amped up. I apologize. Let me get back to my professional mode. I apologize, guys. All right. Thanks for calling the Steve Madison Radio Show. Who's calling? Hold on, Randy. Who's calling? Let me see something. Hold on a second. Let me put y'all back on. Hold on. I messed around and messed up.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Thanks for calling the Steve Madison Radio Show. Who's calling?
Deborah Gibson Westbrook. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, ma'am. I'm sorry I felt like I was back at Gremlin playing football. So I apologize. I went off for a minute. But go ahead and could you tell us a history about yourself, Miss Deborah Gibson, please?
Deborah Gibson Westbrook, Gremlin State University captain, choreographer, Arkesa's dance team, 4 years, May captain, freshman year, junior year. Sophomore year, junior year, senior year. Actually, I was the only captain senior year. Went to Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, wow.
Was in every billboard.
What about Japan?
Tokyo, Osaka. We performed for the King. We performed everywhere for like over 20, I think we were there 25 days. We toured. And I was on every billboard. You only saw the drum line and me.
Really?
You only saw the drum line in me.
Hold on one second. Let me read something. Hold on one second. Because I didn't get a chance to get around. I was talking to Mr. Randy, All-Pro Hines, played at retired Baltimore Ravens. He said, band history. So you're speaking of band. GSU Tiger Marching Band, also known as the Tiger Marching Band, is Gremlin State University's marching band. It is often billed as the world's famed Tiger Marching Band. The band was formed by Ralph Waldo Emerson Jones in 1926. Now, let me say this. Did you know that the Gremlin State Band was invited to perform in the inauguration of the Liberian president, William Tolbert? The Gremlin College Marching Band fascinated African audiences for 10 days with performances at more than 14 functions and before dignitaries from 74 countries. Was that you?
No. I didn't come until 78 when
I'm sorry, 1926. I'm sorry. I'm
not bad. You know, I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't even thought about yet. My mother was born in 25.
No, I was just saying the history. I apologize. I knew you said something about I didn't put in Japan and all that in there. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's later on. I mean, by the time I got there, they had been to Africa, Hawaii, Europe. I mean, they had been Germany, and they were the first band, black, white, Mexican, Chinese. They were the first band to perform for the very first Super Bowl halftime. Grandma's band was the first band. Al Roker just did this question last year about who performed the most for the halftime Super Bowl, and they got it all wrong. Oh, Michael Jackson, oh, this person, that person. He said no. He said the performers who have performed the most Super Bowls is Grambling Marching Band. He said the world-famed Tiger Marching Band and Grambling. And they were all messed up. They was like, who? What? Exactly. So let me just say this. Before that was a football team and Eddie Robinson, that was the world-famed Tiger Marching Band. Let me just go there. And that's the truth. Mm. There was no Eddie Robinson in 29. There was no Eddie Robinson in 30. There was no Eddie Robinson in 40. Eddie Robinson came on about 50-something. I can't remember the exact date when he came. Grambling came from education, music, and baseball. I'm Gibson. I come from the baseball greats. Josh and Bob Gibson. So we were first. The Gibsons were first. Not before that was the Eddie Robinson. That school exists because of the band in education, not because of the football team. I'm not knocking the football team. I'm just giving some history. And I want to say this, that this is not to knock the brother down. I met Deion when I was working for MC Hammer. So long time. I met Deion Sanders before anybody knew who Deion was even properly yet. And stuff. And so I want to say this, and I hope he gets the radio show. We are never pathetic. Never. Our fans are never pathetic. We have always taken care of Jackson State. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, Grambling had to go to Jackson State 3 years in a row because of the dumb lawsuit, because of the dumb resident that's not a Grambling alumni and stuff.
Hold on one second. Could you go back like about, I would say like 10 seconds, but could you just slow down? Don't be like me a while ago because I was getting hyped up. Just 10 seconds, please. Your phone, you keep having an echo on your phone. So, okay. Go back 10 seconds.
Maybe I got it too close. Is that better?
That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, we have taken care of Jackson State. Grambling has taken care of Jackson State. Not too long ago, Grambling had to go to Jackson State 3 years in a row. That means Grambling fans and alumni and supporters had to drive to Jackson, fly to Jackson or whatever, 3 years in a row because of a lawsuit that was caused by a president who was not a Grambling alumni. My issue is I'm sick and tired of presidents who are not Grambling alumni. Now, this president is, and that's another story. I'll get to that later, but what I'm saying is we have taken care of Jackson State. The other issue was we had a lot of people that would have come to the game, but Jackson water was dirty. Who wants to come to a city who your water is still messed up? We're watching the news. The hotels are saying, oh, well, it still may be an issue, but it's supposed to be okay. I'm not going to come to a place and I can't take a shower. I can't take a bath. They couldn't tell us for certain. So to call us pathetic, we took care of Jackson State. But Jackson State coach is not a HBCU alumni. So he doesn't know how that works. Not to mention, we have what you call band sand. There are those who come for the band only. When halftime is over, they leave. It has nothing to do with the football team or who's playing who, who's beating who, who's losing to who. It has nothing to do with that. The band is going to leave, but for you not to see that it is so hot that kids are falling out on the field, I mean, come on, really? And you call us pathetic? We have paid, we have taken care of Jackson State. When you go back and look at the history of Grambling and Jackson State, we have taken care of them. So we don't owe Jackson State nothing. And I'm going to say this personally to Deion. You know better. Deion, I know he's going to get this radio show. You know better. You know better. Don't you ever call us by name again. Ever. Don't you ever do that. Because that is not of God. Mr. Man of God, you pray all the time. So do I. Deion and I used to be church members, too. we were church members at the Palace. So I don't want to get into that part of it, but I'm just saying Grambling have loyal fans, and I know that for a fact. I was born a Grambling. I was born in Grambling. I was born in
Grambling. It was about money with Dion. It was about money.
Very loyal. Very loyal. So don't call us out our name. I mean, I get mad.
Hold on, what you say, Himes? I have to put on hold.
It's about money. He gets paid after the 30,000 fans, or if anything over 30,000 fans, he get paid. So he was upset that he couldn't, and it was 44,000 fans there. They was there because they wanted to see Grambling and Jack. Because if it was somebody else, it wouldn't have been 44,000 fans there.
Right.
It wouldn't have been.
Right.
But
that's
the only reason they was there, because they wanted to see Grambling versus Jackson State. Obviously, Hugh Jackson
and
Deion Sanders. That's what they wanted to see, and it was too hot. You had babies in the stands that had nothing but pampers on and T-shirts and nothing. That was it, because it was that hot at that game. You had former Grambling Knights football players who got burnt through their clothes because it was so hot. And I'm just speaking from the fans of the aspect of the game. You had alumni football players, former football players who thought that they were going to stand the heat, and they could not. So if the former football players couldn't stand the heat, band members were passing out during the halftime show.
That's right.
They were under the field goal post, and they were passing out. But here's the thing, though, Stevie. They ain't leave the game. They were underneath the bleachers. They ain't left the game. But why is Deion Sanders worried about the fans of the game? And you need to be worried about the game. You worried about the fans? Because why? He gets paid anything over 30,000 fans. That's why.
Mm.
And even if I paid my money, you should be okay with that. I ain't got the state, you know.
He might go get some coffee at the game.
We don't owe him no explanation.
He might go get some cardboard.
We do not owe him no explanation.
No. You just got to tune him out, and you know, like you said, it's. If you know, trash talk, you know, we can trash talk all day long, but there's women and children in those bleachers for him to say that. There's women and children in them bleachers.
But do you think, though, he was just kind of like hyped within the mode of more or less, just kind of went off a little bit, just angry at the players?
Even if they beat us, because it's part of the game. And then we can do about that for what they did.
Right.
But with the game,
right.
The game wasn't even – the game really was into Jackson. It wasn't even no energy in the building because Jackson thought that they were for the lose. They thought they were
I'm sorry.
Lose. It only got
I'm
louder
sorry.
As the score kept going up. Hey, what the energy was going out the building.
I'm sorry, guys. That's Coach Prime. Coach Prime. My bad.
Man,
Coach
I'm
Prime.
Not calling him no. They didn't, no.
Okay. Well, Stevie, guess what? Tell him I'm Wonder Woman. How about that? So let's see what one. I don't care about those people. I love it. I'm glad he and Jackson say I'm Wonder Woman.
Oh,
we're not doing it. Don't call us.
But the thing is, though, man, he's doing good. He's doing good for Jackson.
Hold on one second. Thanks for calling Stevenson Radio Show. Who's calling? Sorry, I was trying to bring someone else in. All right, go ahead, guys. Sorry about that. I was trying to bring someone else in. Go ahead.
Okay, let me say this, Stevie.
Yes.
And I you know how I feel about Grambling. And I love
You and I both. For real. Yes, go ahead.
I just read on social media that Hugh Jackson, by the way, he's not my coach. That's President Ricky Gallo's coach. Anyway, Hugh Jackson said he's going to take the G off the helmet because they're not worthy of the G. If I could call him right now, it would be a very ugly phone call. How dare you? I mean, how dare you? The G represents the school, not just the football team. The G is a representation of the school. So you're going to take the G off the helmet? This dude, first of all, when they were interviewing for the position, Ricky Gallo had already made that decision. I don't know what kind of arrangements they made with Hugh Jackson and his foundation.
Hold on one second. You want to go that deep today and all this? Are you,
I'm going
you sure,
to, yes.
You know, we need
yes,
to have,
I do.
No, we
yes,
need to,
I'm
no,
go
we need
deep.
To, we're going to do this
yes.
some, no,
I'm not
going to
talk
no,
about
listen.
What, I'm not going to talk about what, what the white reporter wrote it about the foundation. I'm not going to talk about that. What I'm saying is, I don't know what kind of arrangements if he let Hugh Jackson take that G off of that helmet, then I'm going deep. I'm going straight to the news media. How dare you? How dare you? That G represents.
I just found that out. I just found it out today. Actually, I was talking to someone very close, and they mentioned that to me about taking the G off. At the end of the day, you know, the coaches, you call a coach for a reason, right? You have former athletes that you can make a phone call that's right there at the university. And I mentioned that. I must do that in closing arguments. But go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. But I heard that earlier, and I was kind of like, what? Because it stands for more just in football. You know, you put the G on, that stands for the university, and everybody attends the university, and everybody's attending the university now. So it's more than just the football. So I made a comment once. I talked, and I said my younger brother, because if you see how I feel, how you think he felt? Okay, let me tell you about Steve Anderson. Let me tell you this right quick. Steve Anderson, my personal connection to Grambling State University. Steve Anderson's personal connection to Grambling State University. My aunt Willabelle Simpson Jackson and beloved Katie Mae Simpson Anderson, my mom. My aunt first, Willabelle Jackson, my mom, Katie Mae. My Willabelle Jackson, my aunt, my mom stayed with my aunt when she attended school and got her master's plus 30, both of them did, all AKAs, right? Attended GSU. My Willabelle Jackson, my mom died in 2008. And Willabelle Jackson died a couple years ago at 96. Could live to get 106, no problem. But my brothers, Anthony Anderson, Scotty Anderson, myself, and I have cousins, including Byron and Thyron Anderson, all played football at Grambling State University. And other cousins and family members that attended got their degrees at Grambling State University. So I am planted and foundation. I'm deep as an oak tree rooted into Grambling State University. And the all-renowned artist, my cousin, Shana Mireille Holtz, first female drummer at Grambling State University. So I'm deep-rooted at Grambling State University, roots longer than an oak tree, and that's a long root. And when you hear about Grambling, I'm like you, Ms. Gibson, about Grambling. Now, when you go up there interfering with, you need to worry about, I think right now we need to focus on winning games than uniforms, okay? We don't need a whole bunch of different color uniforms. All we need is that black and gold, and go play and perform. White games for off games, where you're black, whatever, go for home games. Make it simple. We need to get this on track. But go ahead. I just wanted to say that, guys, for
okay, and I'm going to just add to what you just said. Stevie Anderson wasn't even born. His mother was my fourth grade teacher. I have 13 sisters and brothers, and Mrs. Anderson taught everybody from my brother Larry, who's 3 years older than me, my sister Evelyn, who was a year and a half older than me, myself, my sister Blondie, my brother Michael, he's a retired Navy and golfer. They have a golf team up in Virginia. My brother Claude, my brother, baby brother, James, E. Matt Gibson, he's a comedian, and my baby sister, Debbie Poochie, we call her Poochie Gibson. Mrs. Anderson taught all of us, so we're rooted. My grandfather was part of the land when the founder of, it was called the Louisiana Agriculture School of Education, before it became Grambling College. Well, my grandfather, my grandfather, Sam Rhody Gibson, when he came back from World War II, their business was cutting trees. They call it pulpwood back then, cutting trees and clearing the land. So the founder, they were friends. They asked them that if they cleared the land, they wanted to get this school started, blah, 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 blah. So that's why we all went to Grambling. My grandfather's like, you going to Grambling. I did not want to go to Grambling. I wanted to go to Jackson State. And the reason why I wanted to go to Jackson State was because when I was coming out of school, Grambling did not have girls in the band, period. They were called the Marching 100. They were exactly like FAMU because Mr. Hutchinson and FAMU band director served in the Marines together. They were in the Marine band. They didn't have girl dancers, none of that. So I was going to Jackson State because I was going to be a J-set. That's where I was going to go to Jackson State. That's why this is so interesting that this is a Jackson State. But my grandfather said, no, you're not. You're going to go to Grambling. So I went to Grambling. I couldn't be in the band because I come from a musician family. I couldn't be in the band, and I got pregnant my freshman year, so I left. I came back, and when I came back 2 years later, that's when Mr. Hutchinson had bought Virgie Broussard, who she's now on the legend wall in the museum. He bought Virgie Broussard back because she had traveled all over as a dancer, as a choreographer. I took her class. Because I was an African dance team girl. I took her class. She invited me to the audition. I got selected for the dance company, and then I got selected as one of the 10, they call us the original 10, that performed in 1978. Our first performance was Bayou Classic, 1978. The Superdome was sold out. They were standing room only, out inside and out. They thought we were somebody they had brought from New York, because all they could see was them Dallas Cowboy girl boots. So I bleed Grambling. I bleed Grambling. Just like the Anderson family, the Gibson family bleed Grambling. So I'm so sick and tired of these presidents who bring these coaches here and stuff them down our throat. And we're supposed to be happy with it. I'm not happy. Hugh Jackson, I'm not happy with him, and he got a lot of nerve. I'm not happy that they made a decision to bring him, even when other Grambling alumni, former Grambling alumni football players, were still sending their credentials. Ricky Gallo had already made the decision, and I'm sorry, I have to go there. He had already made a decision. The decision was already made. This dude, I went through his credentials.
Hold on. We're gonna let her give a break right for a minute. We're gonna let her get a break. Randy. Okay, Randy, I don't need that. Hold on 1 second. Let me get her a break right now. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna come back to her because she's not playing around. I know we'll hear it when I get her back on the phone, but Ms. Gibson, if you're hearing me right now, could just hold on 1 second. But I'll tell you one thing. That is T-H-A-T apostrophe S T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N exclamation mark. That's tradition. That's tradition. All right. Who is Deion Sanders? Deion Sanders, known as Primetime, Dwayne Sanders Jr., is a former American football player and current head football coach at Jackson State, nicknamed Primetime. And Neon Deion. He played in the National Football League for 14 seasons with the Atlanta Falcons, San Francisco 49ers, the Cowboys, Washington Redskins, and Baltimore Ravens. Prime time. I had a photo I sent out. Himes, you know this as an athlete coming from all HBCU. I still want to think about, why was Deion Sanders holding me that game, the whole entire game? I didn't have the largest contract at receivers. I know some guys that did. I'm not going to call their name. But why was he holding me that entire game? Because he knew I would shake him up. See, that's the difference between the HBCUs. Like my brother called me today. He said, Deion Sanders truly was an HBCU player. He just went to Florida State. So Jackson State fit him. Jackson State fit Coach Prime. Jackson State fit him. I love what he's doing for the HBCUs. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we need to get that spice over at Grambling State University, because there's no excuse, Himes, that we have former players. That's some of the players I haven't named yet. Like I said, guys, I know you guys' names. If you listen, it's some of the players I didn't get a chance to call you guys. But there's players that played in the league that's right around the corner that could make a difference in that staff and get these guys mm-hmm. next level. Period. But go ahead, Hans. What you think? I know Ms. Gibson.
What I mean, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm Grambling. Obviously, we got to understand at the same token. I'm not, it's like somebody, if the referee call a foul, I'm just using this as an example, and that other player gets upset, who was the foul called, against. You can't mm-hmm. get mad at me because the referee called the foul, meaning, we can only try to get behind Coach Hugh, because if it was anybody else, and Coach Forbes was in the office, then I was behind it. Obviously, when Doug came back, I was behind it. Broadway, now that was somebody who was trying to be behind and not know that he was a disrespectful coach as he was. I went to the office to show my face and it was just total disrespect. But none of the other coaches who've been a coach. Go ahead.
So you're saying that it was a lot of cheating going on in the game.
You said a lot of who?
That's what we're saying right now. So you're saying there's a lot of cheating going on in the game, basically the last couple of games. That's why Grambling is.
Well, I'm going to just say this here with the Jackson game. I said this before. You're not going to beat the – nobody's going to beat the referee. You just got to expect when you're not playing at home that you're not going to get the calls you're going to get, which the game was lopsided with calls. I mean, it was on one side, but there's nothing we can do but keep playing. Because like I said, I still put it on the players, because you can't drop balls. At the end of the day, you can't drop balls. And I'm like you, Stevie, you can't be dropping footballs, man, and expect to win games. Because I'm a player. It's like I'm not going to put everything on the school teacher. What is this student doing for this teacher to always get on this student? So I'm for the come in the schoolhouse. I'm for to check it out, see what's going on before I, jump on one side. I know Coach Hugh. I played against Hugh when he was in Cincinnati, when I was in Baltimore, for several years. But it just, even if it's you, Stevie, who's ever at the head coach position, I'm gonna ride with, because at the end of the day, I don't want to see our team lose. And you get a lot of people. Oh, they gonna leave after so many years? They do it at other schools. We can't concern ourselves with that. As long as the G is winning, we win in the right way, and that's all. Because right now we're just in a different time zone. We're in a different time zone. We would love to have one of our own, on the sideline. We would love that, but that's not the case. Go ahead.
Right, but she mentioned that that's what's been falling short over years, that we've had that, and for some reason, that's.
I mean,
when
Favre was in the hole, when Favre was in there, man, it was looking bad. Like it was getting
what?
Like, man, what's going on? Like, dang, I wasn't even upset. It was like, dang, what's going on?
Okay, what I'm saying is, she's saying during that time, you had a lot of former professional athletes that could be coaching and coaching positions. At the end of the day, Randy, I'm going to be honest with you. There's coaches. There's receivers and there's receivers. There's quarterbacks and there's quarterbacks. There's tackles, linemen, defensive end, and there's defensive end and tackles. What I'm saying is that some people that have different feet work that can go to another level and can teach that and give that back to other individuals specifically so they can work on their technique to do at a professional level. Now, you know that from where I almost worked the HLL, you and Scotty at Rice Stadium. Y'all got mad at me the whole entire day. And it was over 100 degrees in the middle of the stadium. This is something that we're just taking right now that people don't know about. You ran a play, I said, run again. You ran the same play, I noticed about 10 times. And y'all couldn't even hardly run. But guess what? When you got in the game and ran that play, because I see your feet work, I see your step, I see what you need to be, you don't throw at the doggone at a football player, receiver. You throw at the area. You don't run the route. You run the route to get open. Yeah, you can't be running routes through no doggone zone and get your head knocked off receiver. You got to sit on the zone.
Yeah, you got to watch the game. You go back and watch. You watch them games, man, we drop too many balls.
All I'm saying to you, Himes, at the end of the day, the coach got to make sure that those coaches, whoever's coaching, can specifically break down those players and teach them the techniques they need to get to catch up with Coach Prime Time.
Ain't no technique in catching the ball, Stevie. That's a want-to.
But
you got to want to catch
Randy,
the ball.
If you don't Randy, if you don't catch the ball, put another receiver in there to catch the ball. What are you talking about?
They all, you know what I'm saying? That's a want. You got to want to do that. You got to want to catch the ball. You can't drop a ball that's tossed to you.
Go back to what I said earlier.
What
Randy,
I'm telling you is that's not on the coach, Stevie. That's not on the coach, man, when you wide open.
Randy,
you know.
I understand that understand what you're saying, and I understand. Let me still have to say. If you
but
throw
Stevie,
the ball to Steve
can
and
you
hear
me?
You, I hear
Stevie,
you.
Stevie, can
you
hear me?
I can hear you loud and
can
super
you hear
clear.
Me?
Yes, I can.
Stevie, Michael Irvin said this. He said, if the ball touched your hand, it should be caught. I've never seen Michael Irvin drop a ball. He said, if that ball touched your hand, it should be caught. So I'm with him with that. He's absolutely right. Dropping the ball, that's no excuse for that. If that ball touched your hand, Michael Irvin, he said, if that ball touched your hand, it should be caught. Period.
I understand
what
both of you guys are saying, but I'm saying this. If I miss that ball, Steve Anderson, I have a receiver that's ready to go in, and guess what? He's going to catch that ball. If he doesn't
right,
catch the ball,
another
what, I have another receiver going to go in there and catch the ball. When I play,
so
man,
who
Nathan Singleton, hold
okay,
on one second.
So,
let me say
so
something. Let me cut y'all off. I'm going to cut y'all off right quick, real good. I'm going to cut y'all off right now. Thank God I'm running this panel. I apologize. Listeners, I apologize for this. But back to what I was saying. When I was playing at Grambling, you had Nate Singleton on the other side. Nate Singleton ended up getting drafted to the San Francisco 49ers and got a Super Bowl ring. And nobody was talking about this. I think Nate, a couple other people only wanted to have Super Bowl rings at Grambling. Not that many. I know Doug and some other folks. But I had to make sure the ball was thrown to me. I had to catch that ball. Period. So if I didn't catch the ball, he's going to catch the ball. So this is how it was. So when you say receiver dropping the pass, they're understanding dropping the pass, but you got to understand too to have the other player to replace that player if he might not be. And Randy, we know this too. This is another thing too, guys. I want you to understand as a professional athlete, I can look at that professional that other receiver and tell if he's ready to put his play or not. Now that's something that's not you can find it in the books. I can look at you, and Randy, you know what happened sometime in the huddle. You've been in the game, in an NFL game, the guy tell you, no, I'm not ready for this play. You'd be like, what? I'm not ready for this play. He's not ready. His mind's not on track right now. So I'm saying to say this, guys. A lot of people don't probably say, what are you talking about? We're kind of deep right now with the receiver part. But this is my thing. This is my thing when I'm talking about this. If you're not catching the ball, put another player in until you get it right to win. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But you have, 70 players on the football field? Guess what? If I was coaching, he'd be I don't care if he's a junior high. I put him on the goddamn college field if he can catch a ball, if he can run a route. I don't care. It don't matter where you're coming from. I don't care if he's black, white, striped, pink, yellow, orange. If he can run a route and catch a ball, he's going to catch it. Period. That's it. End of story. I don't care if he's first string, third string, fourth string. I don't care. That's how you have to be. But you know what? I'm gonna let y'all talk. I'm not gonna go too deep on this. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
Somebody talk. Let me say this. I didn't play football, but I grew up. I grew up in it.
Yes.
And I had in softball, baseball, football, the greatest coaches. If one person missed that ball one time, because I'm a Michael Irvin person, if you missed that ball, hey, next, I'm sorry.
That's
you
true.
Can't catch the ball.
That's
God,
true.
Not ready. You put the next one in.
That's
the coach's fault. Why would you leave a person on the field who is – you get to miss that ball one time. You miss that ball one time, I'm going to pull your butt out. Period. That's how it should have happened. Why you keep – okay, he ain't ready. Next. Oh, you ain't ready. Next. You got the players on the sideline. Don't tell me they're not ready.
And they go for the quarterback, too. They go for the quarterback, too. The quarterback, you missing passes,
you
come out, too.
Thank you.
Come out.
That's the coach's fault.
You have to run
the
role.
That's the players' fault.
Yeah.
That's the coach's fault.
Yeah. So, guys, I'm going to tell you.
Y'all have to forgive me.
No, you're right.
I'm a coach. You're right. It's the coach's fault.
Let me tell you something, what you just said right there. You didn't play football, and I say it again. You have to play football to learn the game of football. My mom could have beat any coach out there coaching football, okay? My mom used to tell me when I come out and catch a pass, and she'd be like, Mom, I caught a pass, but she said you didn't play hard enough. And I caught a touchdown and interception in high school. I didn't play hard enough. No, you missed that other pass, or you could have caught that pass over there, the interception. I'm like, God, y'all can't get a break. But let me tell you something. I said, okay, then, watch this next game. You just throw me one pass. Just put it in my hand. And I never understood this guy, a receiver. You can have 1,000 catches in a season, even a day, and you got one freaking touchdown. Man, get out of here, man. And you making all these millions of dollars. Man, get out of here. Don't even play with me. Hold on one second, guys. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Steve Ransom Radio Show. Who's calling?
Yes, this is the one and only Shawnee Morrell.
Uh-oh, Shawnee, you late. We're going to cut you off. We're about 2 minutes. Shawnee Morrell host, guys. This is all legendary. Shawnee Morrell host, the music, Memory Lane. Shawnee Morrell host is Houston, Texas music artist. She's always open for bookings, guys. You can go to Shawnee Morrell host. How can they find you, Shawnee?
They can find me on social media at everything is at Shawnee Morrell. That's Shawnee, M as in Mary, URRELL.
Well, hold on one second. Do you want to give the news too, Sean? You told me something about the Grammys. What you want to say that right now? Leave it. Give me something about the Grammys. What did you say about the Grammys?
I'm a part of the Recording Academy with the Grammys now. I sit on the Education Committee, and I have been selected. I actually got selected today as a mentor to mentor students that are interested in the entertainment business, so that's really big. And my next step is to get nominated for a Grammy. And, I say the next step is to go into the Grammys, then get nominated for a Grammy. That's my goals right now.
Hey, congratulations. I love it.
Thank
I love you. It. So you were the first drummer, female drummer ever at Grammys, something like that?
I was the first female quad and quint player on the drum line, and I'm the third female master drill sergeant, which is the master drill sergeant is actually the highest ranked position in the band. Everybody thinks it's a drum major, but it's a master drill sergeant that controls everything in Grandma's band.
Congratulations. I have Miss Deborah Gibson on the line, too, of the band, and she was just giving a specific of Deion Sanders and the tradition that he forgot about the band that – really controls a lot of it. That's listen. If we didn't have the band at our games, we wouldn't do nothing. The band was everything.
Oh,
so what do you want to say about that?
And let's get,
go ahead.
You
really know it.
You already know. Like without us, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got to get with you. You and I are going to talk after this radio interview. But let me say, I'm so glad you're on. Stevie, I'm going to say this. We love y'all. We do. We love y'all. But we get so agitated when people start acting like the band is not the reason. And I'm sorry. I have to say it because it's the truth. The band is – and you're right. If the band is not at the game, y'all going to lose a whole bunch of participants.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody leave right after the band. I mean, you know, we love the football team, of course, but right after halftime, people start leaving.
They're gone. We have been. Let me share something with you. The whole 4 years, I met band groupies. I couldn't believe it. The drum line actually has groupies. Grandma's band, they got groupies. They just went to
So I would like to say this, Sonny. I'm really, really thank you guys for coming on. I mean, you want to say anything about this tradition, right quick, Sonny, and I'm gonna let everybody log off. You want to say anything about this tradition?
Yeah.
What Deion Sanders made? Yes.
I love Deion Sanders. I'm happy that he's a part of the swag and everything, but he has to understand what the tradition is. And also, too, being that I have a former educator, so being that I actually have students in the band at Grambling now that were in uniform, those uniforms that they had on, we call them the old school uniforms, those uniforms are made out of wool, and they weigh about maybe like 30 pounds. And they said that, nope, they didn't have water. My student, one of my students actually called me when he got on the bus, and he kept calling. And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, Ms. Harris, it's just too much going on. We're hot. People are passing out. He sent me pictures of the elderly passing out. It wasn't just like band members. It was like a lot of people underneath the stands that were passing out. They didn't have water. They did not have Gatorade. And I understand that that Deion Sanders gets paid a percentage of ticket sales. So that was another thing too. Like maybe he was disappointed in the ticket sales, but nobody's coming to Jackson, especially with a water crisis going on. That was number one.
Come on.
That was the first thing. Second thing, I mean, Grambling, we're always going to show up for our team, so that wasn't a big issue, but we can't show up if y'all having a water crisis. But it was still a lot of people there. And then, too, for the band to be leaving, I would have pulled a band out at the beginning. Like, maybe right after halftime, we would have marched right off the field onto the buses. So his comments were very selfish, and I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was good. So that was terrific. Shani, we're going to work on your uniform. We're going to set up a campaign. We're all talking about it, but we're going to get Grambling back on track. And with the community of Grambling State University, from the beautiful people that has been there, from the educators to the people out there right now teaching other kids like yourselves, the student body that's graduated from Grambling, attended Grambling, to the athletes, we're going to campaign to get our university back, period. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's going to happen, and we're going to get those uniforms for those players, for those band members too, and that's something that we need to talk about. But we're going to make it happen. Ain't no time for no wool uniforms unless we up in New York somewhere. I mean, not New York. We was in Alaska. Yeah, then they good
for
them. But we need something that's comfortable. They need some comfort that moves, that can move around in, and then they can give us a better show, right? Yeah. So
right, but
I think
it was like a swag, some type of swag guru, because I think Jackson, they have their uniforms on. Not sure how much they weigh or what kind of material it's made out of. But being that I was in those uniforms, and I know quite well, me carrying, you know, my drums, which were 40, 50 pounds plus that uniform, like that's a lot, you know. So.
It's great for coming on to the show, and all the best of luck and many blessings to you, and congratulations on the Grammy situation. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And thanks again for calling in, Shani.
Yes,
really,
congratulations, girl. Thank you.
Stevie, one last thing. I'm singing the national anthem at the Rockets in San Antonio versus San Antonio Spurs game on Sunday, so be sure to tune in to that, please.
Yes, and we'll come back on. We want you to come back on and let people know what you're doing, okay, on that. Okay, Shani, thanks again for all you do, and many blessings. Prayers goes out to you. Thank you, Shani.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, good night. Ms. Gibson, I really do appreciate you coming on. You are absolutely wonderful. And just all the, I would say, all the history, bringing awareness to the history of tonight. We all enjoy Deion Sanders. We love his spice. We love the way he,
how he's
electrified Jackson State. How he electrified the players. We like that. And I think he's a good person. We enjoy it. We have the spice that Brandon we just have to make sure we. Guys are trying. We're gonna dig deep into this because it's time now for, in a sense, where it's a tradition on that part. That's some things that need to be changed, right? On that part, at Grambling,
right.
We would say. So the tradition, what Deion Sanders said too, you gotta look at it this way, guys. It's a very, very broad statement, but at the same time, it gets very, very deep. It's a lot of different directions because he'll can say so much as a coach, but we can say what we want in a good way, you know, to give you more insight of it. Ms. Gibson, I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, and you are terrific.
Yeah,
and
we need to have you on Stephen A. Show. We need to get you on the Stephen A. Show with this subject. I'm going to send him. Okay. He and I are social media friends. Yeah,
Hold on. Okay. Well, you know what, though? No, that sounds good. You set it up, I'll be there. And at the same time, too, I will be attending the homecoming this year at Grambling State University. Looking forward to seeing former players and just former students, the whole nine. So I'm excited to be coming home.
And we're
going to
do the golf thing, right? Are we going to do the golf thing?
We're going to discuss that.
All right.
Well, thanks again for coming on the show. You are absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Ms. Gibson.
Thank you for having me.
You were welcome.
Yes.
Enjoy your night. All right, good night.
You too. Good night.
Guys, I need a massage, hot bath. I had a shower before I got on the show. But I am worn out with that. I know it was really good, though. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. But let me say this, guys, for closing arguments. We are going to campaign to make a change for Grambling to be the latest and the greatest of universities. I've seen a lot of things happen at universities. We have the people in place been blessed with. I've played with some terrific guys on the football field that is going to have families and their kids playing, professionals to guys that could have played professional just on the team at Grambling and had the heart to play on the next level in any other university, but they chose Grambling. Student bodies, that people went to school with, at their degrees, education, that believe in Grambling. When you go to HBCU, it runs deep. So when we're not smiling, we're smiling to get to the next level because we know we have to prove twice as much. I gave you a scenario about the student body guys that's been drafted, you know, from one university versus the other university. That was really, really a major, major difference. I would say for the coaches there, the coaches at Grambling, we're behind you. Don't forget you have professional athletes that is made to the next level. And they just didn't make it to the next level. Wasn't give it to them, trust me. They had to play. My advice to you guys, you know, I know you guys are working hard to get it right and connect the dots. I feel that if you guys can pull some old films, if you need to, and break each coach down specifically to give those guys the drills, the know-how to get it to point A to point B, I think we'll start seeing a change. And you guys may be doing that right now. Like I said, we're behind you guys, but we love to win. We want to win. And best of luck the rest of the season for Coach Hugh. Best of luck for you too, Coach, Coach Prime, because at the end of the day, you represent all of us at the HBCU and just all of us around the world. This not just the players, the student body, parents, people in general. One thing you guys, I give you guys hats off to, you're making young men into gentlemen. And the discipline, and I would say that's very, very important.
Again, guys, I say thank you again for enjoying the show. I'm going to post another show here pretty soon, probably like in the next few weeks. I am going to be tending, going home for the homecoming for Grambling State University. And we're going to do some awesome things down there during that Friday before the game on Saturday. A lot of meet and greet network. So a lot of work needs to be done. And thanks again, guys, for coming out and listen to the show. If not, make sure you guys go back on, log in, check it out. Again, so have a great night and many blessings to you guys. And we're going to log off. Good night, guys.